right. What's your name and where and when were you born?
My name's Odell Haskett. I was born in 1926. Do you need to know where?
Yes, that would be great.
Up Tuckasegee.
All right. What area specifically, like what did they call it back then?
There was only two grocery stores up there. And that's all they were up there. Had a little country school up there. I went till I started the high school.
What was the name of that school?
Rocky Holler. Yeah, Rocky Holler.
What was it like growing up back then?
Oh, Lord, what was it? Well, we lived rough. We lived in a four-room house. Three of us slept together, three of us boys slept together. Had two sisters, they slept in the other bed. And Dad and Mother had a bed in the living room. And they slept in the living room. And we had two more bedrooms. My sister slept in one of them rooms. And then we slept in the other one. So and a small kitchen.
How long did it take you to get to Silva back then?
All day. There wasn't no way out of there other than coming out on a wood truck or a log truck to town. And we'd come to town and be gone most of the day just to come to town. Then the mailman got to where he had a truck and he hauled people along with his mail. And he charged you 25 cents to come to town. $0.25 back.
How has the area you grew up in changed back then to today?
Well, there wasn't any paved roads. There wasn't any gravel roads. There's old dirt roads. Wagon roads is what they were. It's entirely different what it was then, yeah.
And were you living back in Tuckasegee when they created all the lakes?
My dad, no. We had moved down here in 1945. And they built those lakes in 51 and 52. At that time, I was in service. I was in service the year to 2 years. I was there. Yeah, in service. I went to Germany, and I was in six different countries overseas. You need to know what countries they were?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was stationed in Germany. And I went to France, Belgium, Holland, Switzerland, Austria, all those countries. When I would have 3 or 4 days off, I'd get on a train and ride. I'd go. We'd ride all night long on a train going somewhere, stay a couple of days and come back to Germany. We went to Normandy, France. I did. I've got an uncle that was killed in there, and he's still buried there.
Tell me more about what Tuckasegee was like back when you were growing up.
There was no cars, nothing but wood trucks, and we farmed. We had cattle, sheep, horses, hogs, and things like that.
No.
Plowed with a team of horses, with a turner. You know what that is, yeah.
Had Tuckasegee started to be developed at all before you guys moved?
Before what?
Before you guys moved closer into town.
No. There was nothing up there till they built those dams. That's what opened that up in 51, 52. And they was finishing that dam, those dams up when I came back out of service in 52.
Just about electricity and heat and clothes and electricity.
What was like? Clothing and heating, electricity, and all that, like back then?
The heating of our house,
mm-hmm.
We had a fireplace to heat the house. We had a cook stove, wood cook stove, that mother cooked on. And the house wasn't warm. I don't see how people lived back then, to tell you the truth. In the kitchen, at night, during real cold weather, the water, we had it in, we didn't have no running water. And we had it in buckets, and it would freeze in that kitchen. It was cold in that kitchen part of the house. Away from the fireplace.
What about electricity? Did you guys have electricity in the house?
No electricity. There wasn't anything from Tuckasegee. There was some... At Tuckasegee, those stores, they were power there.
Mm-hmm.
But out in the country, nobody had power. We didn't have no power till we moved to Silva in 1945.
Did the flood in 1940 affect you guys in any way?
The flood?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It rained and the river washed the bridge away going in there. And we had to come to Tuckasegee in order to get out to even to go anywhere.
Now, what part around Tuckasegee were you from specifically? Like Little Canada? Chicago?
Little Canada, yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys go to any of the churches down there at all?
Any what?
Of the churches down there?
Yeah, we had a little church in the schoolhouse. The building, they taught school in the building, and on Sunday we had preaching in that same building.
What, do you remember the name of that building?
It didn't have no, like I said a few minutes ago, the school was Rocky Holler School.
Okay.
And the church was Cedar Baptist Church.
Okay.
There was about 15 or 20 went to church back then there. Not many.
How many years did that school go up to?
It closed probably in 42, I guess. 1942, yeah. They brought everybody, brought us out to Tuckasegee to Grady School, and we rode a bus to Tullahoe. High school.
Okay.
Callaway High School was, do you know where the McKee building is in Callaway?
Yeah, Baxter was talking
about it. That was the high school, the graded school there was there.
Okay. What'd you guys do for fun back then?
For what?
Fun.
Played with each other. There's no fun, not much fun of going on, to tell you the truth.
Can you think of anything else you would like to tell me about growing up in Jackson County back then?
Well, What else do you want to know?
Tell whatever you want to tell.
We grew up there, and Mother and Dad did their washing outside in a big black pot. Did their washing. And hung the clothes on a clothesline, dried. And Mother made our shirts, but they bought our overalls. Mother made shirts for us. She'd get cloth and make us back then.
Okay.
Can you think of anything else?
Nope.
Can you think of anything to ask?
She don't want me to talk on this thing. You want me to ask them something?
Yeah, sure.
But I'll tell you, back then, nobody had inside plumbing. People back then didn't know what plumbing was. They didn't have any water in the house. They didn't have no bathroom in the house. Had a built a little building out from the house for the toilets. And if you went to the bathroom at night, you went to that little toilet.
Is your home still standing today?
Pardon?
Is your home still standing today?
No. Our house was torn down, and my first cousins that live up there at the big barn, they own that now, and they tore our house down and built two houses there, my uncles and aunts. Mm-hmm. My place that I have there was my aunt's place, Mother's sister. She and her husband never had any children. And that's how I got that place. She considered me as her boy. And she always... And after I grew up and after we moved to town, and that she needed something, I'd go go get her, take her to the doctor, take her to the grocery store, places like that, and that's.
When you were growing up there, if somebody got hurt or anything, what'd y'all do about a doctor or?
They were, most of the times they brought you to Selma to the doctor. If just a cold or some flu or something like that, pneumonia, they had home remedies, what they called, they took white whiskey and mixed it with something, and that's how they treated you for your aches and pains.
Tell us more about this white whiskey.
Oh, everybody made whiskey up there. They made. They sold corn by the gallons, not by the bushels. They made whiskey out of the corn, ground it, and then took meal and made whiskey.
That was a way to supplement income.
Yeah, that's the only income there was. They were no jobs. The only thing you did, if you worked, you worked with somebody else on their job. I mean, on their farm.
That land at Shook Cove, was that, did y'all have to cut the timber and clear it of the rocks, or was that a pasture?
Back when I grew up, it was already cleared. All the way back on the mountains, it was cleared, and grew corn, and cut hay, and the cattle. We had a lot of pasture for cattle and horses, and for summertime, they were in that pasture, and wintertime they kept them close to the barn. We fed them in the barn.
But as a boy, you walked through what's now Cedar Cliff or Bear Lake, because they weren't there then.
I grew up there. Cedar Lake, Bear Lake, none of that was there. It was just old farm land and little houses that people lived in. We were poor, but we didn't know it. Everybody else was.
So where those lakes are now, you played all
through. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was a river down through there, and they dammed it up, four different lakes up through there. Yeah, all the way almost to the Transylvania line. Yeah.
All right, I think that's good.
Okay. Is that enough?
I think so.
If you want to add to it, I'll answer any questions you want me to.
Well, she didn't ask you if you
made on both sides of us, they made whiskey. We all, and Dad didn't drink whiskey, and boys, we slept around and drunk whiskey. Everybody had whiskey.